for me, I know you're a Para fan, mate, so I love your take on it. But for me, I just can't understand why they are all the talk is it's an automatic, you know, Moses back into the side. When we've spoken about it all season, something's not right with Moses, whether he's injured or not. For the way Strange played, I just can't understand why they're going to put Moses into the six jersey. So
huge game, top of the table last night, Panthers Warriors. And Steve, what else have we got this week?
What a performance for the Dragons, mate. I can't see them losing another game for the rest of the year. Buy your grand final tickets now, Dragons fans.
Oh, mate, I like your confidence, but let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. They nearly blew it, but I did enjoy them seeing they get their first win, even if they were barely hanging on at the end. You must have started to get a bit nervous when the Broncos were coming for you.
Well, I did. I didn't think the Broncos were going to get them in the end. I just thought, you know the old saying that losing becomes a habit? The poor old Drags, you know, that losing's become a habit for them. And you could just see the Broncos growing a leg. And the more the Broncos grew, you know, the doubt started to creep in a little bit. But look, hats off to the Dragons. They've busted their ass for the entire season. They've tried so hard and have been unlucky in games and just haven't been good enough in others, no question. But they come out of that, from the opening whistle, they come out against the Broncos at home for the Broncos. It was a fairly packed house. They only open up the top tier at Suncorp when there's a lot of people in the joint. And they did really well. You know, Broncos had a few injuries throughout the game. Obviously, Carrigan come on and off and looks like he's going to miss Origin. And Ezra Mann had his challenges as well at different times. But they played bloody well, mate. They really did. Payne Haas was enormous in his first game back for the Broncos. I thought he was there's no more words to use to describe Payne Haas. He's just something special. But those young Dragons forwards just kept coming and coming. I thought the halves, you know, they ran really well. You know, they haven't really taken the line on it too many times this year. They did that really well. And for the first time all season, the back five certainly put their hand up and contributed. So I'm sure, like myself, there's a lot of happy Dragons fans that went off to work this morning with a smile on their face and a spring in their step.
No doubt whatsoever. You've been talking about that young forward pack for the Dragons for a while now. They really went to another level, and you said they just didn't stop. That's the word that I was thinking. They were relentless. And then even in that final 20 minutes when they were a bit stuck, that wasn't as a result of the forward pack. That was more a result of the Bronx were just getting their attack right. They were getting out wide on the edges, and they were creating plenty of momentum there. And it was probably also, like you said, the Dragons probably forgotten how to win a little bit and just needed to close it out. And they were some very anxious moments. They also, we've been pretty critical of the old boys, but Gutho probably had his best game of the year, and then he went off towards the end, which would have definitely impacted them defensively. Although Sloan, was it Sloan? Who made that great tackle on Haas when he got away? Yeah. So and Val, although he did have one mistake towards the end, which contributed to the collapse. He was easily his best game of the year too.
He certainly did well, mate. But that young forward pack, the two Couchmans just continued to impress. I thought, you know, they were unlucky with Blue selection, as crazy as it sounds at the start, and they just continue to get better. So I'd be doing everything I could on the back of the four big signings for next year, everything I could to re-sign all those young forwards on long-term contracts, because they're going to be the future of the club. There's no doubt. Hamish Stewart was one of his best games of the season as well. So they continue to grow. Look, mate, there's no, as much as I'm having a laugh and a joke about grand final day, the Dragons aren't going to make the semi-finals, obviously, but that sort of performance just gives you hope for the future. You know, there's plenty of other teams that play in the last couple of weeks have played poorly enough that the Dragons would have knocked them over. So there's no semi-final around the corner for them, but certainly some green shoots, mate, and some positivity to take into the next sort of 3 or 4 months of rugby league.
Oh, absolutely. Must be a massive relief, I'm sure, for the coaching staff, for the players, and absolutely for the fans. There was a bit of Origin news out of that game. Like you said, Payne Haas was enormous. He'll walk straight back into the Blues. Pat Carrigan, that's going to be a pretty – if it turns out he's out for a while, which it sounds like he will be, that's going to be a pretty costly out for the Queenslanders. He had a great game when he came on off the bench for them, and he really shores up that middle, adds some real aggression, and obviously his ball playing. So, yeah, probably not the best day for the Queensland Origin team. Now, speaking of impacts on Origin teams, Casey McLean, it sounds like Stephen Crichton's going to be out for perhaps an extended period of time. We talked about McLean just staying in the team, but it sounds like he's just going to walk straight back in with that injury.
Yeah, it's big news if we're still waiting on final reports and scans, etc. But if Crichton is out, look, we were both a little bit unsure about his selection in Origin 1. And outside a couple of line breaks late in the game, when the Maroons were down to 12, I didn't think he had a huge game as it was. So for him to be out, Casey McLean will come straight in. I think that's a huge positive for the Blues, I think. You know, he showed it again backing up. You know, you see a few of these young players back up after their first couple of Origins and see really what they're made of. And Casey McLean was one of the handful that really stood out for the Panthers against a really red-hot Warriors through a fair bit at him. So, yeah, he'll come in and it'll be a huge occasion for him. Hopefully he continues and picks up where he left off after Origin 1. But big news for the Origin, for the Blues already.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, on that game, the Panthers got them in the end, and they were missing a couple of their Origin stars. What do you think we can get out of that game? I mean, you know, the Panthers continue to show up just about no matter who they've got in the team. But do you think Warriors lost any fans after that performance?
Look, I don't think they're going to lose any fans. You know, they themselves can look at Capewell. They can look at Barnett, who were both out. Obviously, RTS is out for the rest of the season, so we can't count him into it. But to your point, mate, you know, Cleary, Yeo and Tuo, they're probably the three best in their position in the comp, or very close to it. So, I know the Warriors fans won't be happy, and they've already had a dig at us over the last couple of weeks on socials. But, you know, the Warriors would have been – that Warriors side would have been expecting to win. You know, those two forwards don't for me, offset Cleary, Yeo and Tuo in the backfield. So, look, by no means do I think the Warriors have lost fans. I still think that those two teams will be there on grand final day. But I certainly think the Panthers have just got that little bit of an edge and that one up after this weekend.
You know, I won't make any comments about refereeing for either team there because we obviously upset them. We want to keep them on side. And actually, maybe we don't. I don't know. But we just call it as we see it. I think, like you said, both teams had players out. It showed that they are the best two teams, and there's certainly plenty to like for both of them heading into the end of the year. I still don't think it's just those two. I think there'll be other people who'll be having a say. And we talked about people, you know, the young blokes going back in the Origin. That's always been the talk from Origin coaches. They got to go back into club football and show that they're now Origin players. And another bloke who did that, and in spades, was Strange. He was a beast. How good?
Yeah, he certainly was, mate. Well, what I liked about him, a couple of times he popped up on the left-hand side. So he's traditionally, for Canberra, plays on that right, but popped up a couple of times on the left for them. And the Cowboys, you know, while the score ended up 26-12, you know, Canberra sort of won convincingly, the Cowboys threw a fair bit at him. The Cowboys really, really went out there hard. I thought they played well without a couple of the Origins players playing big minutes. But Strange was a standout. So, you know, you can see the confidence he grew going into that Kangaroo tour last year and then again into the Origin side. He must feel 10 foot tall and bulletproof right now, and he's playing like it. So how do you sit on that, mate?
Well, I've been saying all year that he hasn't been great. His best game of the year was the game before Origin was announced. if he is 100% fit, and we just don't know what the story is there, well, he's had success in the last few years, and that can't be denied. Whenever he's played, they've been a lot more competitive. I just think it's a really good problem to have, and that's Laurie's call. By the sound of it, both of them will be there either way, so one of them will be starting and one on the bench. You just can't deny the impact that Ethan Strange has had, and people have been saying for a couple of years now, he's still only 19, is that right? People have been saying for a while now that he's a 10-year Origin player. Well, he is just proving that and then backing it up again on the weekend with an impressive performance. So, mate, as a Para fan, I hope they don't pick Moses and he can come and play club football because God knows we need him. But, yeah, I don't think he can go too wrong either way. Just on the Raiders, I reckon they might go on a bit of a run now. The Cowboys threw heaps at them whenever they had the ball, and the Raiders just scrambled really well. We saw with Dane Laurie going into 13, added a new dimension, and we talked about teams putting a bit of speed into that 13 and getting good results. We saw the impact of Murray when he came in for Origin, and he's been creating that sort of ruck speed for years as well, but now with the speed of the game, they have obviously got things sorted and they're heading in the right direction, the Cowboys were good. They probably didn't defend fantastically, but yeah, I think the Raiders might be on a bit of a charge. What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, mate, we spoke about potentially the hangover from last year's semi-final series taking the toll on some of those younger players, but it won't take much. A few wins in a row, they'll get that winning feeling back, and the young blokes will put last season in the rearview mirror. So I don't think it's happened until just recently. They seem to be on and off depending on what week they turn up. But they're starting to play better footy. There's no question about it. So, you know, they've probably been one of the teams that have taken a little bit longer to get used to the new style of play. But, yeah, they were pretty impressive on the weekend. I couldn't agree with you more, mate. So if they can get a good run through Origin, get a few wins under their belt, then they could come home with a wet sail.
Yeah, absolutely. The other Ethan Sanders, was very impressive again. Seems he's got the defensive work sorted, and he's just a natural footy player as well. So they've got good things coming for them too. All right, so what else have we got this weekend just gone? My tipping is just so bad. I've been trying to play catch up, throw a few upsets in, and try and then pick a few winners. But I got my upsets back to front, so I think I got one in the end.
Oh, no.
Mate.
You're getting worse. You don't go chaser, mate. You're going to get further behind.
It can't get any worse. It's why I haven't done tipping for about 10 years, because all I'm doing is donating. I get too caught up in the emotion of the game.
Yes. Yeah. Now, I did fairly well, but the big one for me was the Storm Roosters. I thought the Roosters were on that roll and thought they'd do them. But, pretty impressive performance by the Storm to get the upset and just knock me off on the tipping for that one.
Yeah. Just looking at the Roosters, as impressive as they've been a couple of games, they've had two byes. The Storm haven't had one yet. So when you look at that raw wins, the Storm are only two wins behind a team that we were thinking, okay, well, they're in the top four. Yeah. So there's plenty of football still to go. I still don't think the Storm have done anything that's going to scare the top teams, but if they can scrape into the eight, there's one team you will not want to be playing. The only concern is that they didn't – I don't think they rested anyone from Origin, did they?
No, I think they may not have played their normal minutes, but they certainly played. They certainly backed up. Let's put it that way. Look, my take on the Storm is that they dragged their feet on the new style of game, right? So they weren't happy with it. You know, Munster and Hughes have only just recently commented again about that they're not happy with the style of play. They don't watch it anymore themselves. So I think they have been the worst team to adapt to the new style of play. But these last few weeks, you can start to see, you know, they've accepted it and they've started to work around it. Bellamy, he's got his coaching staff around the problem and they're starting to put it in. And don't underestimate the fact that, you know, this Bellamy, health issue, illness, that won't play a major factor in the back end. I will be gobsmacked if Bellamy coaches him again next year. I think this could be it. And they're a dangerous team when, you know, they've got nothing to play for. But when they've got something like that to play for, there's so much respect for that man within the club that, I wouldn't want to be playing them in the back end of the season because, they could just very well go on that run that we're talking about.
Yeah. The other team I wouldn't want to get in the back end of the season if they can complete high is the Knights. Now, we could easily have won that game, the Eels, but we can completed high for the first half. I think we had 19 of 20. We then, the last two sets, didn't complete. And in the first, I think the first 10 minutes, we didn't complete a set. Or they counted kicking it dead on the last tackle for a seven tackle set. That they counted that as a completed set. But other than that, just woeful. But the Knights were only completing it like in the 70s or something. But when they have a lot of ball, and they have that a few sets in a row, mate, they're nearly impossible to stop with the amount of speed they've got. And some of their young forwards are just getting better every week.
Yeah. Yeah, they've just snuck up quietly. They're sitting in the top four, which is no one would have picked that at the start of the season. And to your point, they've got a team that if they've got more than their fair share of ball, they're hard to beat no matter who they're playing against. So that back five fully fit, it's one of the best back fives in the competition. They all carry the ball hard. They all work well out of the back end. And then they've got speed to burn. So it's huge. I like Smith at seven. I think he's better than having Sharp there. I know there's big buzz around Sharp and how good he is. I still like someone there with the steering wheel in their hands. So I really like what Smith's done at seven. So that's a big thing. But if they stay fully fit, their depth's a little bit questionable, as we've spoken about. But if they stay fully fit, they've already put themselves in that top four spot. They're only going to have to win a handful of games to make the top eight from here. And to your point, on a dry September afternoon semi-final football, they're going to be very hard to beat with their pace and their back line that they have, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's get to the power rankings. As much as you were pushing for it, the Dragons didn't slip into the bottom of the power rankings.
Yeah, can't believe it, mate. I had a word to Gagan this afternoon. I said, surely after being the defending premiers that they slide into the power rankings. But after he laughed me off, mate, no. Look, his only change was for the Cowboys to drop out and for the Knights to take their spot there in five. So he's got Penrith at one and Warriors at second. He thought the Warriors were impressive enough in defeat against Penrith to hold on to that spot. And then Manly, Roosters, Knights to round out the five. So I think there could be some chops and changes over this Origin period. I can only see a few more restings coming. Obviously, they'll sit out before Game 2 and Game 3, the Origin stars. So I think there'll be plenty of movement in those power rankings. But look, it's hard to argue with Penrith Warriors at the top and clear standouts for 1-2 for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Just on para, plenty of talk in the on the pages and fan groups about how Andy Raymond, who's a well-known para fan, who's done a fair bit of time on Fox Sports, and you and I both worked with him back in the day. He was pretty critical, and he thinks Rolls has taken him backwards. I can't agree, given. The thing that I keep hearing from different people is where are they spending their salary cap? We've got big money in Moses and Junior Borlo, but apart from that, like, it's just bits and pieces and young guys, and it's just a poor list. Like, to me, that says the problem's in recruitment, and while he would obviously have a say in that, he's not the guy making those decisions, because we seem to get linked with everyone, but apart from missing out with on Galvin and Kalawa Matangi, we haven't really been in the race for anyone else of note, and don't look to be. Thoughts?
Yeah. Look, Parra's one of those clubs you'd love to go back behind the red curtain and see their books and see who they're paying what, because someone out there is making more money than they should be. There's no question. Obviously, Dragons back rower, Jaden Sewer's been signed for next year. But he's a good footballer. Whether you argue he's on the back nine of his career or not, you know, time will tell. It's been a while since he's played. He missed out rep footy this year due to injury. So it'll be interesting to see how he comes back and makes a difference for Para. But, yeah, look, for mine, you're right, mate. If you look across the Para lineup, there isn't any person who's the number one player in the competition at that in that position. So, yeah, there's people there that their list management's obviously out. Last year they seemed to go for that, you know, that new younger player. You know, they went for that future planning, so to speak. So, I think Annie Raymond's been a little bit harsh on them. You know, it's. Whether last year, we've seen it with Canterbury, whether last year's results were a little bit of fool's gold or not with a few clubs. And this year where we've started to see, you know, some realistic results is an interesting one. You know, Canberra, Parramatta, Canterbury, they've all seemed to go backwards. Now, whether that's just an anomaly or whether there was something different in the game or not, but I couldn't agree with you more, mate, that they don't have a starring player. You know, for mine, Moses doesn't make Origin and Strange does. Well, and they're not close to having a rep footballer. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah, agree.
Yeah. So whether you blame that on Riles or whether you blame that on you know, the list management, you know, Parramatta for mine are in a similar spot to the Dragons and to Canterbury where, you know, there's seriously... You know, a look needs to be looked at several different parts of the organisation, not just the coach.
Yeah, agreed. All right. We will dive into the weekend's games on Wednesday. We'll have more news after we've had Team List Tuesday tomorrow. Anything else before we wrap up today, mate?
No, can't wait for Team List Tuesday, mate. There's a lot of injuries floating around. You know, now Penrith are 4 points clear. I think there could be some more restings, whether that's this week or not. So I think Team List Tuesday will be a real interesting one to see see where a few teams are going and a few of these star players. Word is South of welcoming three rep players back and a couple of others will be missing from a few other clubs. So really look forward to having a chat with you on Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely. It will be really interesting. We look at the Panthers last year where they didn't have the luxury to do much resting towards the end. We all know how they are always primed for September, and with that luxury this year, they could prove to be well too good for the field, so, which is disappointing given that they've been at the top there for 6 years now.
It is, mate.
See you Wednesday, mate.
Cheers, bud.